Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and all the people that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Unto the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Morah, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, Unto your seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from there into a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was about to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarah his wife, Look now, I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see you, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me. But they will save you alive. Say, I pray you, that you are my sister. Then it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you. And it came to pass that when Abraham had come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abraham well for her sake. And he had sheep, and oxen, and male donkeys, and men servants, and maid servants, and female donkeys, and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is it that you have done to me? Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? So that I might have taken her unto me to wife. Now therefore behold your wife, and take her, and go your way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had.